the old age. So he said, listen, I'm talking about non-existence. Compared to that non-existence, the imagination is very narrow. Compared to that imagination, existence is very narrow. That's why it will make you bend. Because existence is small. Yes?
Again, the existence of the world of sense and color is narrower, for this is a narrow prison.
When I was talking about the existence, I was talking about another existence. The existence you think about is the physical existence. Again, physical existence is much smaller than real existence. Why? The cause.
The cause of narrowness is composition and number. The senses are moving towards composition.
Here the number will not do, because it's Arabic word and it means quantities. Is it the reason for that, the tightness of existence, is because of quantities and melting together. This will make it very small. Why? Because it will bring it down to the things that you could feel, you could touch, you could see, you could smell. Only this means real physical existence is the narrowest one. Yes?
Know that the world of unification lies beyond sense. If you want unity, march in that direction.
Yeah, the problem is the unity and unification could be one word if you use it in Arabic or Farsi. Tawhid. It's Tawhid. Means unity. We say, why I was talking about this tightness of existence that I said this touchable one is very tiny, because the universe of unity is beyond this one. The state of unity is beyond the state of physical existence. Because in unity, we don't mean physical unification. We're talking about being in the same space, differently. He will explain it, yes?
The command kun was a single act, and the N and K occurred in speech, while the meaning was pure. This discourse has no end. Return that what happened to the wolf in combat.
You see, what was that? He talks about the difference, unity, difference, like this, unity, like that, opposition, coming together, non-existence, existence, all that complication, and he went back to that simple simple command of God, be. He said, okay, in this be, there is a be, there is an e. Be and e are being together for what? In alphabet there is two and they are coming together. But in the meaning, when you say be, what do you mean? You mean two things or one thing, be? He said, listen, in the meaning there is no duality. Duality is outside. Remember, the thing that we are looking at is the meaning. River is the meaning. What's happening over there? A little water is here and running away. Another water is coming and replace it. This is happening. This is a running stuff. In reality, it's running. It never really is. Whatever is being becoming non-existent. Something else, the new form is there. They're fighting all of this, but wait a minute. Let's forget about this actual happening. When I say river, what do you understand? It's just a river. The meaning of the river doesn't happen. Because the meaning of the river doesn't change even. When you say river, you point out to something which is eternal. That's what the meaning is. But, sorry, we have to say river, and there is actually a river, and in this river something is happening. This is war. We're going through this for what? Remember, we are trying to understand me. All the analysis were my problem. Now here Rumi is trying to show me that, look inside you. Inside you, there is existence of you, and thanks God, non-existence of you. And they are working together. That's how you are. Therefore, you are like a flow of a river. So physically, practically, you will die of this, you will be born in something else, and at the end you will die. This is what practically will happen to your body. But the other part of you, which is the meaning of you, the meaning of you is there, and it doesn't change. That one we want to find. And isn't it interesting to find that non-changing, eternal meaning of you? We have to go through the process of you being changed with the Caesar. Always, constantly. Like you are and you are not, therefore you are different like that. Your practice should go like that. You change yourself. You study yourself. You become someone else. You forget about the duality, which was the base of your dualities. Do you remember the base of your dualities? When does it start? When did it start, your duality?
Separation from the rest.
Exactly. Separation. The moment that you think that there is me and the rest, that illusion, which is the beginning of this intelligence. Therefore, we talk about this intelligence, we'll change it, but we'll never forget that there is not, that one is not you. There is another you of you. Later he will talk about this you of you, which is not here, because this you is covering the other you, and the other you is not this you. The other you is the other you of the you. We'll come to that, so we'll leave it here. Remember, the first thing you understand is why you need to come out of you. Why this me, the division, the illusion of separation should go away. It doesn't go away practically, is there? But in your mind, in your thinking, should fade away. You should understand another state, which we call unity, and we'll talk about later, inshallah. Thank you. Yes.
Not a question, but just a little story. At Sharif Baba's last workshop, he told a story about his meeting with Mevlana's descendant, one of the Chelebis.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, correct me if I say this incorrectly, but Baba said, when he met him, he said, you. And he said the Chelebi just kind of lit up and did a whole discourse on you and its spiritual meaning, which Baba didn't elaborate on, but he just said the important word was you.
Mm-hmm.
And as they exchanged that with each other, Mevlana, the Chelebi, just gave a just sobet on that. Mm-hmm. And
Shalu. Shiro, Gurgur, Rubahi, Bahar, Shikau. رفته بودند از طلب در کوهسار تا به پشت هم دیگر بر سیدها سخت بربندند بار قیدها هر سه با هم در آن صحرای ژرف سیدها گیرند بسیار شگفت گرچه زیشان شیر نر را ننگ بود لیک کرد اکرام و همراهی نمود این چنین شهر را ز لشکر زحمت است لیک هم رد شد جماعت رحمت است این چنین محراز اختر ننگ هاست او میان اختران بحر سخاست امر شاورهم پیامبر را رسید گرچه رای نیست رایش را ندید. در ترازو جو رفیق زر شده است، نی از آن که جو چو زر گوهر شده است. روح غالب را کنون همراه شده است، مدتی سگ حارس درگه شده است. چون که رفتند این جماعت سوی کوه، در رکاب شیر با فر و شکوه، گاو کوهی و بز و خروش زفت، یافتند و کارشان پیش رفت. هر که باشد در پی شیر حراب، کم نیاید روز و شب او را کباب. چون ز کوه در بیشه آوردندشان، کشته و مجروح و اندر خون کشان. گرگ و روبه را طمع بودند در آن که رود قسمت به عدل خسروان. عکس طمع هر دوشان بر شیر زد، شیر دانستان طمع ها را سند. هر که باشد شیر اسرار و امین، او بداند هرچه اندیشد زمین. این نگه داره ای دل اندیشه خود، دل ز اندیشه ای بلی در پیش او. داند و خر را همی راند خموش، در رخت خندت برای روی پوش. شیر چون دانست آن وسواسشان، با نگفت و داشت اندم پاسشان. لیک با خود گفت بنمایم سزا مر شما را، ای خسیسان گدا. مر شما را بس نیامد رای من، ظنتان این است در اعطای من. ای خرد و رایتان از رای من، از عطاهای جهان آرای من. نقش با نقاش چه سگالت دگر، چون سگالش اوش بخشید و خبر. این چنین زن خسیسانه به من، مر شما را بود ننگان زمان. زانیت بالله زن سو را، گر نبرم سر بود این خطا. وارانم چرخ را از ننگتان، تا بماند در جهان این داستان. شیر با این فکر میزد خند فاش، بر تبسمهای شیر ایمن مباش. مال دنیا شد تبسمهای عب، کرد ما را مست و مغرور و خراب. فقر و رنجوری به حسد ای سنن، کان تبسم دام خود را برکن. گفت شیره گرگ این را بخش کن، معدلت را نو کن ای گرگ کهن. نایب من باش در قسمت گری، تا پدید آید که تو چه گوهری. گفته شه گاو وحشی بخش توست، آن بزرگ و تو بزرگ و زفت و چوست. بز مرا که بز میانست و وسط، روبه ها خرگوش بستان بیغلط. شیر گفته گور چون گفتی بگو، چون که من باشم تو گویی ما و تو. گور خود چه سگ بود کو خیش دید، پیش چون من شیر بی مثل رو ندید. گفت پیشا ای خری خود بدید، پیشش آمد پنجه زد او را برید. چون ندیدش مغز و تدبیر و رشید، در سیاست پوستش از سر کشید. گفت چون دید منت از خود نبرد، این چنین جان را بباید زار مرد. چون نبودی فانیم در پیش من، فضل آمد مرد را گردن زدن. کل شیعون حال کن جز وجه او، چون نهی در وجه او هستی مجو. هر که اندر وجه ما باشد فنا، کل شیعون حال کن نبود جزا. زن که در الاست او از لا گذشت، هر که در الاست او فانی نگشت. هر که او بر در من و ما میزنند، رد باب از تو و بر لا میتنند. هم یکی آمد در یاری بزد، گفت یارش کیستی ای معتمد؟ گفت من. گفتش برو هنگام نیست، بر چنین خانی مقام خام نیست. خام را جز آتش هجر و فراق، کی پزد کی واراند از نفاق. رفت اون مسکین و سالی در سفر، در فراق دوست سوزید از شرر. پخته شد آن سوخته پس بازگشت، بازگرد خانه هم بازگشت. حلقه زد بر در به صد ترس و ادب، تا به نجهد بی ادب لفظی زلم. بازد یارش که بر در کیست آن؟ گفت بر در هم توی ای دل ستم. گفت در نون چون منی ای من درا، نیست گنجایی دو من را در سرا. نیست سوزن را سر رشته دوتا، چون که یک تایی در این سوزن درا. رشته را باشد به سوزن ارتباط نیست در خور با